This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
Well, you know, we're on a mission to change the way people eat in America, and that requires changing a lot of things, you know, changing the system through which food is raised and animals are raised in this country. And, you know, in order to do that, we need to get people to think a little bit differently about where their food comes from and ultimately create a demand that's bigger than Chipotle could generate on our own for better food. You know, the more people care about where it comes from, the more likely they are to demand better quality, and that'll change an industry.
The voice you just heard was Mark Crumpacker, Chief Marketing and Development Officer of Chipotle, talking about why Chipotle has made the decision to invest in an episodic series that exemplifies their values, as opposed to a commercial or print campaign that directly markets their product. Chipotle has launched what they're calling an original comedy series on the online video service Hulu. The show, named Farmed and Dangerous, revolves around the tension between the show's hero, a sustainable farming advocate artfully named Chip, and the villain, Buck Marshall, a heavily bronzed PR pawn who represents the evils of industrial agriculture. Katie Kiefer, host of Heritage Radio Network's What Doesn't Kill You, enjoyed the entertainment value that the series offered. She raised some legitimate concerns about its overall effectiveness.
I liked the Farmed and Dangerous commercial, but I did wonder who among the unconverted were going to watch it. And I also wondered if they would be, if they weren't converted already, if they would be converted if they did watch it. And I also think it's great to present a humor piece about factory farming. But, you know, this storyline was so far-fetched. I mean, it was just like the exploding cow. It just kind of made it into a joke. And it kind of diluted the actual message for me in a way that I thought was not necessarily to the advantage of consumers. I thought it was inventive. Yep. I thought it was fun. Yep. Will it bring more customers to Chipotle? Yes, I think it probably will. But will it move the needle for big ag? No, I don't think so. And what it will do is generate a lot of flack from the meat industry, and they will circle their wagons ever closer. And as far as most of these folks are concerned, we're a bunch of yuppie scum trying to turn the world away from eating meat. So, you know, that's threatening the American way of life, for God's sake. We can't do that. So, you know, on balance, I would say that the Chipotle ad, delightful though it is, ultimately, I don't think it's going to serve the purpose that they are hoping it will.
Some may consider it a risky move to create the series that focuses on larger agricultural issues instead of directly promoting its product. But Sherry Bayer, host of All in the Industry on Heritage Radio Network and president and founder of Bayer Public Relations, believes it was a risk worth taking.
I read that Chipotle spent more than $1 million to launch this series, which is a lot, but I like that they put their money and efforts into something daring and unique, rather than, say, on a traditional big-budget Super Bowl commercial. And I like that they are subtle with the name branding in the series, too, as they actually don't even mention Chipotle. They simply allude to it with their protagonist named Chip, who's also very cute. They certainly got the hero attributes down, and from what I've seen so far, I like it. Chipotle is clever, creative, and smart. The biggest challenge that I see for this form of marketing is that it's asking people to take the time to watch a TV show rather than a 30-second commercial. And everyone these days, including myself, has a very short attention span. If they can get viewers to watch the first episode, the entertaining series will speak for itself. But that's the challenge, episode one.
With other major fast food brands such as McDonald's and Chick-fil-A pledging promises of sustainability, it will be interesting to see how the public reacts to Chipotle's strong messages about industrial agriculture and antibiotics. Will it lead them straight to Chipotle's Mexican Grill? Or will they keep running for the border? Only time will tell. Stay with Heritage Radio Network as we continue to follow the new trends in sustainability coming from the fast food nation. That's a wrap. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Fa La La Di Fa La by Rene Lopez. Thanks for listening.